Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We got to do like a you be the judge kind of thing.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on lately. I know we bring up these news stories and then we kind of kick them around and then we ask you to text in to 51059, sort of picking a side. You be the judge.
Mm-hmm.
But lately it feels like T-Hack and I are never on the same team.
No. Mm-mm. Always opposite.
And I need to know, are you doing this on purpose?
I don't know.
You had a head injury?
No.
Or have you always been this stupid and I'm just now realizing it? Option two. Got it. Okay.
No, I asked the same questions of you.
Nope. Checkmate. Okay, good. There's a school teacher who basically came out. She went on TikTok and said she knew already it's going to be an unpopular opinion, but she's like, if your kid's having a birthday party at school, you can bring treats in.
Totally fine. Yep.
But it can't be cupcakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I thought it was going to be because my son has gone through this. Like, you can't make things at home and bring it in. You have to purchase them at a place where it's like nut-free, it's for allergens and stuff.
Because they don't trust you.
Right. So you can't, it's got to be store and it's got to have the label on it and stuff. And all that, that's fine. But that's not why she wants to ban cupcakes.
She's saying they're just, she said, they're a ginormous mess and the kids honestly don't eat them that well. She's like, bring frosted sugar cookies, lame. Bring donuts.
Ooh, no. Ooh, yeah.
Donuts are just as messy as a cupcake.
No.
She said donuts or ice cream cups with sprinkles. Anything with sprinkles is messy.
No, not a cup because you use a spoon. And that's the issue with cupcakes, and that's why I'm on her side. There's no utensil to use for it. You can kind of use a fork. It doesn't really work.
And most
a kid
of the time,
can't use a fork on a cupcake.
Yeah, most of the time when I see kids eat cupcakes anyways, they are just licking the frosting off.
Okay, that's not messy. How's that messy?
No, but then they take like one bite of the cake and then...
Just kind of crumbles, and then the kids are messy.
You're saying a sugar cookie doesn't crumble? Literally, you ever heard this phrase? That's how the cookie crumbles.
I always pictured a chocolate chip cookie.
I don't care
a sugar.
What cookie, whatever cookie, it crumbles. So, what's her issue? Frosting? She just asked for frosted cookies.
No, I'm anti cupcake. I'm with her. Just cupcakes.
You
in general.
Don't get to. Is the party for them or for you? Maybe she doesn't like cupcakes, but that's not my problem.
Well, it's in her classroom. Her rules.
It's not her party.
They should do mini ones, though.
Yes, like mini cupcakes all day.
Bites.
All day.
Yeah.
Oh, those two bites?
Yeah.
Hack can put two in his mouth at a time.
Those I like because you can just pop them in. I don't like the regular cupcakes. And then there's this hack. Have you seen this where you
take the bottom?
Yes, it's not a hack. It's the way
it just falls apart. The bottom...
The
cup.
Frosting like oozes between.
Yeah, it's just like now
frosting. Are you guys get? Oh, you guys like that nasty grocery store frosting?
No, the good. Yeah, the buttercream, like the good. Just no.
It's too fluffy. No. You go to Happy Bake Shop in the Highlands. I think is where they are.
Okay.
Still. They used to be called Happy Cakes. They have chocolate. I shouldn't even say this because I love these cupcakes so much. I don't want people to. It's a chocolate salted caramel. Mm. There's caramel on the inside of the cupcake.
Nice.
There's a buttercream caramely frosting and a milk dud on top of that bad boy.
So then you wow. can't take it apart.
You can because you're fine. Trust me.
Really?
I but can the fire caramel, it out. Huh?
You can't take the bottom
you
off.
You kind of can.
How?
Just you pop it off and there might get a little caramel on your lip. You're fine.
And it's hard. I think it's hard for the kids to like get the little paper off of the cupcake too, because you end up kind of you're clawing so away at the cake. It's just it is messy.
Let me just see if I have this correct. If that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just lowest common denominatoring this thing. If the kids don't know how to do it, we should just stop doing it. Oh, my kid doesn't understand fractions. Drop them.
Thank you. I'm just kidding.
No, you just then teach the kids to take the frosting off.
But that's not what the teacher's responsibility is to do. The teacher's responsibility is like, we're having a break from the lesson to enjoy a quick snack, to celebrate your birthday. I'm not going to teach you how to eat a
Which
cupcake.
Which would you prefer, though? Like, if they were to bring in a round 8-inch cake or whatever and slice it, or a cupcake.
No, kids can't use forks, Aaron. Didn't you hear
well,
that earlier?
I don't know,
no,
they should
I don't know how to use a fork.
They should use a fork, but you can on a cupcake. So
why can't you? If you can use a fork on a piece of cake, why can't you use it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, you can't. Because it's not even. The cupcake, it spreads out over. You have to like cut
yeah,
it at an angle.
It's just spread out on the plate.
That sounds like a mess. For a, what
on
grade,
the plate,
what grade
and then
is
you
she
throw
teaching?
It away.
What grade?
I know in the history of the show, we've had really dumb arguments. But like, if there's a piece of cake on a plate and you have a fork, it's exactly the same as a cupcake on a plate. Exactly the same. Same potential for mess. Same potential for everything.
No, because you don't have the paper. The paper adds to the mess. You're clawing away at it.
How about the teacher takes the paper off when she puts them on the plate?
How about the teacher teaches something like worthwhile learning? Like we've already wasted more time. Happy birthday too. Just have the treat and get on
Cupcakes,
with it.
Cupcakes, yes. Cupcakes, no. Text now to 51059.
Look, she knows.
But understand, if you say cupcakes, no, I'm coming to your house with cupcakes.
That sounds
okay,
great.
Yeah.
All right, let me text in.
The Slacker Show. Alice 1059.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.